Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to a very, very special edition of Strategies of Success. Look, there are so many people out there that deal with issues. Some of them are self-inflicted issues, some of them are not. You know, today we're going to be talking a little bit more about the not side of self-inflicted issues. You know, when you have some disease that you have to work yourself through. And that is going to be IBD, and specifically that's the Crohn's and colitis is what we're talking about. The gentleman I'm going to bring on is going to tell you a little bit about his story, but he's also going to tell you a lot about what he's been able to do and continues to do and how motivational he is to so many other people. And I got to tell you, I just love those stories because I find that those that are out there that have been through something find out truly who they are, who their self really is, and then they become just amazing people with a true mission. And this gentleman is without a doubt on a true mission. So let's talk about the Crohn's and colitis world. All right, Crohn's and colitis, it's an irritable bowel disease. It affects something like 1.6 million people across the nation. It's a big number. How many people are affected locally in your area? Well, it depends upon the size of your area. But when somebody is affected, it's not just one person. It's the whole family. It's the friends. It's the relatives. It's the circle of people that are around that person that really do get affected. Our guest today, Tyler Cacioppo, has affected his circle of friends and his family in a way that's unbelievably positive because he has taken this and run with it, or I should say he's bold with it, and he will soon walk with it. And he's found a number of different ways of raising money, raising awareness, and really that is half the battle when it comes to these Crohn's and Colitis Foundation Take Steps walks. Because we really want to get the message out there about what is Crohn's colitis, what is it all about, how do you speak to somebody who has it, what do you do, is there special situations, special circumstances that need to be taken into account. We'll touch on a lot of those things. But I can tell you something else. Sometimes when we're dealing with issues, it brings out the absolute best in us. And Tyler, man, it has brought out the absolute best in you. You have been a motivational force to so many. To your mom, and also to Rhino Page, who is joining us today also. And in the form, you got your mom out there running half marathons and triathlons. And Rhino, I think Rhino's been bowling for a couple of days prior to this, but he's also joined the party. So Tyler, you want to give us a little bit of a background about your story and where you are right now?
Well, my backstory with Rhino could start from, like, many, many, many years ago when I first bowled in this PBA bowl with the pros part, and at first I wasn't really going to bowl with Rhino. My brother first saw him and he's like, "Ooh, Rhino Page, I want to bowl with you super badly," and close enough to Rhino, Pete Weber was supposed to bowl at it, switched with him, and Rhino actually got to bowl with us at the last part of the tournament. And he comes in and we start to bowl. We're having a great time, having fun, having a blast. And then at the end, my mom talks to him and says, like, "Oh, the little boy over there, that's me, has Crohn's, and he's been dealing with it for a long time. And he's like, "Ooh, that sounds awful," and all that. And he's like, "You know what, just let him have my phone number and email if he wants to have any troubles." And at that time, I was on Remicade, which helps my Crohn's, which I don't use anymore because I'm allergic to it. But at that time, I used to, like, text him. It was a three-hour infusion. That was the worst part about it. And at that time, it was annoying because you had to keep – I had my IV, the infusion in my arm, so it was kind of, like, hard to move around and stuff. So I kind of called him throughout the whole time. But as years go on our connection has grew stronger and stronger, and we're not just friends, we're not just family, we're homies. That's what we are. And with all that, we started a fundraiser to raise money for Crohn's and colitis. It's a bowling fundraiser, and I think we're on the 8th. I don't know why I can't remember the number, but I think it's the 8th.
Yes, it's the 8th.
Thanks, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 8th annual of year. It's October 22nd. I'm very, very excited about it. Yeah.
Rhino, is that somewhat the truth in the story over there? You turn around, you find this fine gentleman over here, and you really lend a hand. And it's amazing the impact that you have on different people, and we all can have on other people when we start to listen to each other's stories.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Tyler's just been a blessing to me, honestly. I was always so much worried about winning when I was bowling, and Tyler taught me that, you know, there's so much more to life than just throwing a bowling ball. That, you know, the gift that I've been given, now I can actually give back to others. And it's been a great thing for me.
Yeah, I can tell you the strikeout Crohn's and colitis event that you guys have been doing has just been really, really super powerful. And the fact that everybody's talking about it also, again, goes to really help out in letting people know what, you know, Crohn's and colitis is, you know, and the fact that, although, and Tyler, I'm sure you can attest to this, I mean, there are certainly good days, but there's also a lot of, you know, bad days that get tossed in with it, too, and you kind of deal with it. And I guess, you know, and Rhino, as you said, I mean, sometimes it's not all about winning. It's just being in the game and enjoying yourself as you're going through whatever it is. So,
yeah,
Tyler,
absolutely.
What?
Oh, go ahead, Rhino.
Sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, when we first started our event, you know, having a disease of any kind, it's very expensive medical costs and so on and so forth. And I know that it was a struggle financially for Patty and Tommy. And so we thought, let's have a charity event. Let's try to raise some money and to be able now to raise money for not only help them, but so many other families that are in the same situation and to hear everybody's stories. It's a really neat thing for me.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of folks that come out with the Take Steps walks, you know, which is really something that everybody could do, participate in. There's three events on Long Island with the walks, one in June and then the two in October. So it's great to see everybody come out and do something that we all can participate in, even if you can't walk. I mean, just, you know, just to be there and do this.
Just to be there.
But, you know, when you take a look at the pictures of everybody bowling, it just seems to be so much fun. And it certainly is, it's great to get everybody together, enjoying themselves, raising money, raising awareness, and do that. So, Tyler, is there a particular fundraising activity that you favor more than anything else? And obviously bowling is going to be number one.
Well, for me, my favorite fundraising is the walks, because mostly, like, with the walks, most of my friends actually go to Camp Oasis, go to these walks because they're also like maybe shining stars in the moment or honored heroes for their certain places like Westchester and all those places. And for like with the walks, what's great that you could form your own team, which like I am for the one that's coming up in October, Tyler Storm Poopers. I'm trying to get all my friends involved in it. If anyone, like my friends, will do it, they'll create their own teams too and invite all their friends at it too. So I think with the walks, it's mostly about family and friends at it too.
Right. And it is great getting these things together. And you also got your mom doing a little bit of running too and some of the more individualized sports, which I don't know if you would
definitely consider
bowling an individualized sport, but it could be. But you got her running some pretty long-distance races now.
Oh, yeah, she has done way too many half marathons and six triathlons?
Three, honey.
Okay, I don't freaking remember. So I'm like, okay, she has done so many triathlons. I'm like, do a full half marathon. Step up. And then I actually kind of not forced her to do it. I kind of convinced her to do it. And lately she has been slacking with the practicing. She's supposed to do 5 miles, she does 3. When she needs to do 4 miles, she does 2. You gotta do what you gotta do, Mom.
Did you really just call me out in front of everybody like that?
Yes, I did.
24 half marathons is not enough.
Nope. You gotta do a full one.
Really?
Yeah.
That one, you got one coming up too, so it's good.
I'm mortified.
And, you know, it's
mortified.
Wonderful.
Oh, it is. It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. I love doing it, but I don't. 24 half marathons. Tyler has done one as well, which he did not say. He did one, and also Rhino did one.
Yeah, we did it together.
We all did it together. We also did the one in Rhode Island in Jamestown together. So Tyler has done one as well. But unfortunately, I think I took it to the next level, which is the crazy level part of it.
It's not crazy. You're doing something you love.
No, I'm doing it for somebody I love.
Yeah.
Yeah, who is that?
Me.
Yes, you.
There you go. Rhino, did you ever imagine that by turning around and helping him, you'd wind up with the motivational speaker in your corner pushing you?
Or pulling you out in the middle of everything and saying that you're not doing what you're supposed to.
Well, I would have never believed that I would actually run a half marathon. I quit baseball because of all the running. I couldn't stand it, but it was such a neat event to be a part of, and having all the friends and family of people that do have Crohn's and colitis, or even people that do themselves, and you're all in it together, you know, running and raising awareness and raising money for a great cause. So it was well worth it.
It hurt too.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up with the everybody being together. And Tyler, you know, you were talking about that before, when you get the friends coming down. Boy, the family will follow you in many places, but when you get all those friends showing up, you know, at these walks, everybody's wearing the same T-shirt. You got the team T-shirt on. Nice name, by the way. The same T-shirt, because I think it's those kind of days, you know, when you can reflect back on them, if you're maybe not having a great one going forward, and you realize the amount of support that is out there, the amount of people that truly care. Because I know when my wife had colitis, and that's what, you know, where our involvement comes from it. You know, but we went through a period of time, we really thought that, you know, we were alone, you know, and didn't have the support system that we did. We didn't realize it, but you know, you felt you had that alone feeling. But by everybody coming out and doing something like that, by doing the walk or showing up at the bowling event or just cheering your mom on as she finishes a complete marathon, go get them. you find out, and that means a lot. It definitely carries the day. It means an awful lot. So if anybody's thinking about going and thinking about donating, don't think, just do it. It means a lot, and it means a lot more than any amount of money that you're going to be donating.
I told people they don't even have to donate. I'm taking care of raising. We actually, Tyler and I, have committed to raising $10,000, and I told everybody that they don't even have to worry about fundraising if they don't want to, if they're uncomfortable with it, you know, that I will be able to raise that all. You know, we'll be able to raise that all at our event if they want to come to the event. But we'll take care of the fundraising goal. I just want people to come and support Tyler and just kind of be there and to be, you know, obviously I'm proud of him, but, you know, just to support him and him getting recognition for the work that he, you know, and the people that he's touched. Because I look back at all of it, and like you said about having that support system, and I know, you know, Rhino can't disagree with me right now because we tend to butt heads, him and I, at moments.
He has
been that person that has stepped up and has been behind us and has pushed me, has pushed Tyler to just be positive and stay positive and be bigger and brighter than we ever thought that I ever thought that I could be. And he has been such a driving force for Tyler since they met and has been such a support system. And that does mean everything. Just having somebody in your corner and having somebody there means everything. And it's been everything for him. And I really believe that that has helped him get through, you know, one of the main things that's helped him get through all of this. Of course, on top of Camp Oasis, which is a huge, I mean, sending him away at 8 years old when he had been sick for 3 years was not the easiest thing I ever did. I cried terribly when he left. But when he came back and got off the bus and looked me straight in the face and said, "I'm going back next year," I knew that I did the right thing. And I believe that it had a big impact on his life over the last – he's been in Camp Oasis for 10 years. It's his favorite place on Earth, I want to say.
It is.
Next to being with Rhino, of course. Right?
It's kind of a little higher than that, actually.
Oh, did you just say that?
I'm sorry, homie.
Yeah.
All good.
Absolutely.
But he loves Camp Oasis. He loves Camp Oasis, and then he loves – His next place, I would say, is right next to Rhino watching a Kings game.
Yes.
There you go.
If I had to take the top two.
For those that are not really familiar with Camp Oasis, Tyler, can you spend a minute or two here just explaining what Camp Oasis is?
All right, so mostly Camp Oasis is a camp for only kids with Crohn's and or colitis, and actually the counselors also have Crohn's and colitis. And it's just a week for everyone to, like, to see how many kids have this disease and showing them that, like, you're not alone. We also have so many activities, especially Kiwi Games, which is kids with IBD. And it's actually a sleepaway camp for 5 days. And we actually take all of our medicine at that camp, and we just have the best time of our lives, actually.
And the camp is it's only folks with either Crohn's or colitis, and that includes the
yes.
campers and also the counselors. So doesn't
yes.
that in and of itself become a huge support group?
Yes,
because
definitely.
You could talk about anything.
Definitely anything, and I'm not like afraid to talk about my disease at all with anyone because all of them have the same thing that I do.
Right. I wonder if some people are sitting there, when you start comparing. One person's symptoms to another, it's like, oh, I got this, I got that. Everybody's like raising their hand. It almost becomes, to see, what the commonalities are.
Mm-hmm. Tyler, do your friends, a lot of your friends have the same things as you?
Like, what do you mean?
Same symptoms.
Oh, definitely. That's most of them, like, that I've seen, they have almost had the same symptoms as me and have, like, the same, like, medication and all. But mostly they have, all of us have the same symptoms, so we all know what we're all going through.
Right, yeah. And it's been, I know, a challenge on the, with different treatments, it's always different for absolutely everybody. There are certain foods that work for some, don't work for others, and that becomes just an ongoing discussion. But when you're in an environment like that, where you could really discuss anything with the counselors and also the different campers, it certainly helps. And that's really, truly supportive, too. So are you able to do that with your friends that don't have, that are not afflicted with either Crohn's colitis? Talk to them about some of the things that you're going through, or really there's somewhat of a separation?
For me at school, it's kind of hard to talk about it because some kids won't understand what it is. But for me, I mainly talk to, like, my closest, like, friends, like, my closest friends. I actually tell them my disease. And then they actually always have my back just in case if anything goes wrong and they know something's wrong with me. And if I can't tell my friends and they're not there because they have classes, I sometimes tell my teachers, and they're always there for me. But it's more difficult to talk to kids without the disease than with.
Yeah, well, a lot of it's an understanding of what the disease actually is, and without that understanding, folks just don't know. They can't visualize it, or they're coming up with their own ideas as to what it may be. And that's where, with the fact that with the two of you, three of you, doing these events, the Strikeout Crohn's and Colitis event, the Take Steps Walks, and for you, Tyler, becoming the Shining Star. And we don't want to leave out Mom with the marathon she's about to do. But with you becoming the Shining Star for this, and the publicity that you're getting, the notoriety of it, it gets to put you up on the center stage there for a little bit. I get the feeling from you that you'd rather be supportive of others, rather than you taking that limelight. But this one's for you. You have done an awful lot. And the fact that you're so outspoken and are willing to share your story and what your involvement with Camp Oasis is, certainly with Rhino and the Strikeout Crohn's and Colitis event that is coming up in October, 8th annual one. I mean, all these things really add to the whole thing. So you must be really proud of yourself by either finding these folks around you to help you do the different events, and then for yourself being the motivator behind so many of these things. So.
It's not like I feel proud of myself. I feel proud of my family and my friends who've been backing me up for this. But for the Shining Star, I think you exactly said what I was about to say, that I don't want to just be the Shining Star up there. I want, like, my whole team is my Shining Star. That they're the ones that, because some of my teammates also have my disease. So to me and my family, they're mostly my Shining Stars. Mm.
You're going to make me cry.
Don't cry. No crying.
You get to cry after you finish the 26.2 miles, and don't forget the point.
I'll be crying before the 26.2 miles.
You'll be crying in pain at 13.1.
No, I don't think so. I don't think I'll be all right with 13.1. But I'm just so proud of you. And oh, the one thing you didn't talk about is, I don't know if you told Brian about your toy drive that you started also.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Well, that actually, I think we were Skyping Rhino with that.
Yes, we
when
were.
We were Skyping Rhino, and who brought it up? I think it was Rhino. We were discussing another, like, fundraiser out of the one that's in October. And I was thinking, like, I want to do, like, a toy drive. I'm like, Toys for Tots, and that's actually the only toy drive I know. And I'm like, well, during Christmas, I know there's a lot of kids in the hospital that can't celebrate Christmas when their families, when they wake up, see Santa Claus came in and all that. So I'm like, you know what? I want to create a toy drive that I'm going to give the toys to the kids in the hospital that can't celebrate Christmas with their families at their houses. So mostly, I think, starting, like, middle of November, I think, well,
about then, well, yes, we start taking donations.
We start taking donations, and then at the end of it all, a couple of days before Christmas, we bring the toys to the hospital, and they wrap it, and they put it in the kids' rooms right before Christmas morning.
And what did you name it? You named it and also made the logo.
The name of the toy drive is Operation Christmas Smiles.
Very good.
And we've done it for 3 years now.
Is it three? I thought it was two.
Nope, it's been 3 years.
Really? Okay.
Yes, it's been 3 years.
Is this the third year?
This will be the fourth.
Okay.
You also plan on attending college that has with in animation art. It's kind of
scary that you were talking about that.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be scary.
It's
fast. Well, it's coming too fast.
Everything comes up quickly. But it's when you start going for a degree that's that specific, is there a reason? Is there something that like you want to take with you that you've experienced in the past that has sent you in that direction?
Well, the weird part is I think it happened in second grade that I started to draw for my friends because I started drawing for my friends and as years go by I've been seeing my art career has been progressing like a lot. And when I first hit, like, middle school, I've been only doing art, and that's why this is what I wanted to be when I grow up. And seeing all these fantastic Disney animation movies, like, I can't believe I say this, Frozen and The Good Dinosaur, and seeing how these great artists create these amazing animation movies and with the storylines, I'm like, that is my dream, is to create the next fantastic Disney animation movie for young kids. And going to the school that I really want to go to is Full Sail University, which is 5 miles from Rhino's house. It's partnered with Universal Studios, and I know Universal Studios kind of does help with Disney and all those movies. So animation is like been my dream since like second grade.
Yeah, and the tie-in on that, one of the prior Shining stars also found art to be a major part of her healing process. Because she wound up with a lot of extra time, in the hospital, and she turned to drawing. She was doing a lot of, I think it was pen and ink drawing, and she's continued to pursue that to the point where she's going to be pursuing a career in the arts. So it's really interesting, where some people get their motivation from. And, you're certainly on that path also. And Rhino, 5 miles away, he's going to be. It's like having a coach in your backyard now.
Yeah, I'll try to keep him out of trouble as best as possible.
You better keep him out of trouble. I don't know, the
it's
two
funny,
of them together could be trouble.
I think the two of them together probably will create some amazing things. Because, Rhino...
They already have. They already have. They really have. I mean, they have inspired and they have created an amazing things. So I don't doubt it. And if there's anybody that I trust with my child... And there aren't many people that I trust. Rhino would be one of them.
Yeah, I'm going to chime in on that one, too. I think it's phenomenal what you're doing there. Because there are so many people that would just kind of turn away, maybe shake a hand or sign an autograph, and that's that.
He did nothing.
You have done what many others, right. I mean, you are doing, not have done, but you are doing something that so many others should be doing and following in your footsteps also. It's fantastic, that you're taking your skill and putting it, and using it in a manner to not only, you know, keep, you know, inspire Tyler and make the connection there, but using that as a manner to help raise money and awareness, you know, for Crohn's and colitis and whatever anybody wants to raise money for, awareness for, you know, whatever it might be, but certainly to go out there and do it. So I think it's phenomenal that you are doing that. And, you know, round of applause on my side to you, you know, for that.
I agree. Round of applause for you.
Mm-hmm.
Round of applause for Tyler. Round of applause for all of them.
Not just me.
A round of applause for you, too, when you finish that marathon. So, Tyler, you got the stage time coming up. You know, with the two events. And so you got two events coming up in October. And, of course, we you have the toy drive coming up in November. But the walk that's coming up, that's going to be at North Hempstead Beach Park. That's October 16th, 2016. The check-in is going to start at 11:30 a.m. The walk starts at 1 o'clock and somewhere around 12:15 to 12:30. Tyler, you get a chance to take the stage, and you can deliver that speech thanking everybody for what they're doing. So have you thought about what you really want to say, or you're just going to let it fly out when you get there?
I think I do have some stuff, but I know it's going to change as soon as I get up on stage for sure. I know that.
Why would it change? Because I always
I know what I want to say, but then it changes as soon as I get up to do it. But it's always better when I change it too.
Okay.
I agree.
I get it.
You know, speaking in the moment, you know, to exactly who's there and what's on your mind, and whatever is on top of your mind is really what's going to come out at that point in time. And Patricia, you got the marathon coming up. Tyler's been helping you out with the training, kind of pushing you along there.
Yeah, as you can tell, he reminds me when I'm not doing what I'm supposed to. Yeah, so he's every night when I come home, did you go running today? I'm trying to go running. I try to go running every day, you know, as I'm supposed to. I just don't always get to do as much as I'd like. I'm doing my best, but I know in the end I will finish.
Definitely.
Ultimately, I will finish. I will get my medal, and he will be waiting for me at some point at the end, I hope, since he's the one that got me into it. But I know that what I'm doing is helping him and helping others, you know, because luckily we've made a ton of friends that are amazing and have this disease, and, you know, I'm doing it for them. Every step I take, every hour I spend out there, because I'm hoping it'll be less than six, I will be thinking of every single one of them, and hopefully it helps them in some way and makes a difference somehow. Because ultimately, if it's only me, then there's Tyler, there's Rhino, and then there's everybody else who's always supported all of us. You know, when we all come together, you never know what's going to happen and what good things can come from it. And we've been very lucky. For as much as we dislike Crohn's, and we dislike it very, very much, I do love what it's given us. You know, it's given us each other. Because ultimately, I doubt we would have ever, you know, Rhino and Tyler would have ever met the way that they did, and we would never be making a difference. So, you know, for as bad as it is, it does have its good
qualities.
Yes, exactly. Thank you for finishing my sentence, son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true teamwork, and it's
yes,
and then of
very
course October.
So.
Look, everything is. Even running a marathon, I mean, it's just you running, but it's not just you running.
I'm not alone. Everybody will be there with me.
Absolutely not. And Rhino, I'm sure you could speak to that one also. You know, where bowling is, in and of itself, I'd say, an individual sport. But, you know, there still is a lot of, you know, teamwork that goes along with it, the constant training. And your event, which is coming up, and that's the Lace Up to Strike Out Crohn's and Colitis event, and that's going to be October 22nd. This one's in the evening, 7 to 10 p.m. at Levittown Lanes, and that's 56 Tanner's Lane, Levittown, New York. And the website for that is strikeoutcrohns.com. You know, but, Rhino, you know, with bowling, with being involved, with giving back and sharing these different things, I'd imagine that there's been something that you've learned along the way that came unexpected.
You know, the biggest thing I've learned is the gift of giving rather than the gift of receiving. The gift of giving is so much better, and it's so fulfilling. And to be able to make a difference in people's lives and to be there with Tyler through all the ups and downs that his disease has, that to me has just been the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, it is. It is nice to give, and it's amazing what comes back to you, you know, when you do that. And I don't mean a monetary gain, you know, but that feel-good kind of a thing. And then you see the smile on everybody's face as it goes, as they're going through just a normal day, you know, just sharing that smile. And that really is what makes so many of these events that important, because it is getting out there and smiling, as the toy drive would be also. You know, you're putting a smile on somebody's face, and that is so important when it comes to helping on the raising awareness and, of course, you know, raising fun side. So, Patricia, best of luck with the marathon. I know
Thank
you'll
you.
Do fantastic with it.
Thank
Whatever the
you.
Amount of time is, just enjoy the day and share photos, because that also helps. And Tyler?
Absolutely.
Well done, my friend. You know, you found different
you.
Ways to raise money, different ways to raise awareness, your involvement with Camp Oasis, being a part of it for so many years, and for sharing your story with us on October 16th, North Hempstead Beach Park, when we have our walk. I look forward to standing up on stage with you and introducing you at that point in time. And for now, let me just ask you if there's any closing comments that you'd like to make.
Thank you for having me, definitely.
That is absolutely my pleasure, and it's the pleasure of everybody over here, because you are an inspiration to all of us in what you do.
Thank you.
So we'll see everybody. Thank you all. We'll see everybody on October 16th, North Hempstead Beach Park, and that is for the Take Steps Walk in Nassau County. And you, be sure to have the links for all of these things available to everybody, but you can just look up Tyler's name. On October 22nd, that'll be the 8th annual Rhino Page and Friends Lace Up to Strike Out Crohn's and Colitis event, and that is at Levittown Lanes in Levittown, New York. And just on a personal note, you know, you've heard three different people talk about Crohn's and colitis, but you've also seen, and I know you've visualized this, all the smiles that get created. Because going through Crohn's, colitis, or any other chronic disease certainly has its challenges. And it's tough on the person. It's tough on the family. It certainly can be, you know, tough on friends, especially those in that close circle that listen to the stories. As Tyler had mentioned, he's got a couple of close friends that he could talk to about everything. But finding that support is really important. Being able to talk to somebody is really important. And for most of us, you know, sometimes it's just a matter of being able to listen. And just sit there and listen and let them go through whatever it is that they need to get off their mind and do that. And then share these positive events that are taking place. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you in October at the walk and also at the bowling event. And for me and the whole team over here at Strategies of Success, the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, and everybody that's going through something, find the group, find the people out there that'll listen to your story. You are not alone. There are a lot of people in this world that care.